Thank you, Demian, and good afternoon.
Today, I file my papers to run for the 4th District seat. I intend to spend the next 90 days talking to the people of this district about tangible solutions to move Humboldt County forward.
Chris Kerrigan announcing his candidacy for 4th District Supervisor in Humboldt County. The one-time Eureka City Council member said he is running against incumbent Virginia Bass because he said she has failed to move forward on a general plan for Humboldt County. Kerrigan said he is running on a platform of economic development, an effort stymied by lack of leadership, he said, on the part of supervisors.
With the general plan. We have to have a plan to know where we're going, to be able to leverage funding, to be able to say to potential investors and in this new economy that we have a plan to move forward for economic growth and for the future of Humboldt County.
Kerrigan formally filed papers today to run the June election. Virginia Bass is seeking her second term on the Board of Supervisors. Until now, she has been unopposed. A Fortuna man said he swallowed heroin to escape police capture. 56-year-old James Stark of Fortuna told police he swallowed 6 grams of heroin just as they were about to talk to him at a Fortuna shopping center. Humboldt County authorities say they were observing Stark talking to a younger man, Lorenzo Licano, of Hidalgo, Mexico. Police found Stark with methamphetamine. Police say they also arrested the 24-year-old Licano after a search of his Lawndale apartment. They say they also found heroin packaged for sale in secret compartments in the Licano car. Both have been booked into the Humboldt County Jail. And early this morning, police raided an Arcata apartment and discovered a hash lab. Arrested after jumping out the Devlin Court apartment window was William Jacob Seitz, 23, of San Diego. They also arrested Casey Ray Chun for marijuana cultivation. Both investigations were coordinated by the Humboldt County Drug Task Force. Humboldt Bay could be creating as many as 150 new jobs over the next 2 years. Harbor District Commissioner Richard Marks said the board is negotiating with a company developing an environmentally friendly job creator. Marks called the process agroponics and explains what he means.
In our instance, what we were doing is growing fin fish such as sturgeon and have the waste from the fish actually feed the bib lettuce that we were and different basils. And
Harbor District Commissioner Richard Marks said the process is moving quickly forward. He hopes to have new jobs created over the next 2 years. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Now that residents of Eureka are able to share their opinions regarding nighttime jail releases at last Wednesday's public meeting, law enforcement officials are looking at ways to address their concerns. However, the task of changing detention policies is no small feat. According to Downey, it's all a matter of striking a balance.
Then they're subject to release. They have constitutional rights, and that has to do with the fact that once they've met that threshold of being able to care for themselves, no longer under the influence, how do you legally hang on to them when they are able to care for themselves? Listen to what the community said. I got their frustration. I got what they were saying. I also relayed to the community that we have issues that need to be dealt with too. And I think one of the last speakers put it very well when he said, let's make sure we don't give up too much of our constitutional rights in trying to make some sense out of some of the tragedies that have happened in the past.
According to Downey, it's all a matter of striking a balance between personal freedoms and maintaining public safety. And that's the news for KINS and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.